Jeremy Stone, working with infinite patience, took a flake of the green material and dropped it into molten plastic. The plastic was the size and shape of a medicine capsule. He waited until the flake was firmly embedded and poured more plastic over it. He then transferred the plastic pill to the curing room. Stone envied the others their mechanized routines. The preparation of samples for electron microscopy was still a delicate task requiring skilled human hands. Once the plastic hardened, he would scrape it away and then flake off a small bit of green with a microtome. This would go into the electron microscope. The flake would have to be of the right thickness and size, a small round shaving, 1.500 angstroms in depth, no more. Only then could he look at the green stuff, whatever it was, at 60,000 diameters magnification. That, he thought, would be interesting. In general, Stone believed the work was going well. They were making fine progress, moving forward in several promising lines of inquiry. But most important, they had time. There was no rush, no panic, no need to fear. The bomb had been dropped on Piedmont. That would destroy airborne organisms and neutralize the source of infection. Wildfire was the only place that any further infection could spread from, and wildfire was specifically designed to prevent that. Should isolation be broken in the lab, the areas that were contaminated would automatically seal off. At wildfire, they were prepared for that eventuality. But if it did not happen, and the odds were that it would not, then they would work safely here for an indefinite period. There was no problem. No problem at all. Hall walked through the corridor looking at the atomic detonator substations. He was trying to memorize their positions. There were five on the floor, positioned at intervals along the central corridor. Each was the same. Small, silver boxes, no larger than a cigarette packet. Each had a lock for the key, a green light that was burning, and a dark red light. Burton had explained the mechanism earlier. There are sensors in all the duct systems and in all the labs. They monitor the air in the rooms by a variety of chemical, electronic, and straight bioassay devices. The bioassay is just a mouse whose heartbeat is being monitored. If anything goes wrong with the sensors, the lab automatically seals off. If the whole floor is contaminated, it will seal off and the atomic device will cut in. When that happens, the green light will go out and the red light will begin to blink. That signals the start of the 3-minute interval. Unless you lock in your key, the bomb will go off at the end of 3 minutes.
So I'm really the only one, Hall said?
You really are, and you only have one key. But there's a complicated problem. The blueprints weren't followed exactly. We've only discovered the error after the lab was finished and the device was installed. But there is an error. We are short 3 detonator substations. There are only 5 instead of 8.
Meaning, Hall said?
Meaning that if the floor starts to contaminate, you must rush to locate yourself at a substation. Otherwise, there's a chance you could be sealed off in a sector without a substation, and then in the event of a malfunction of the bacteriologic sensors, a false positive malfunction, the laboratory could be destroyed needlessly.
That seems a rather serious error in planning, Hall said.
It turns out that 3 new substations were going to be added next month, but that won't help us now. Just keep the problem in mind and everything will be all right.